The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. As Jesus drew near Jerusalem, he saw the city and wept over it, saying, "If this day you only knew what makes for peace, but now it is hidden from your eyes. For the days are coming upon you when your enemies will raise a palisade against you. They will encircle you and hem you in on all sides. They will smash you to the ground and your children within you. And they will not leave one stone upon another within you, because you did not recognize the time of your visitation." The Gospel of the Lord. Spirit. Beloved in Christ, As Jesus drew near Jerusalem, he saw the city and wept over it, saying, "If this day you only knew what makes for peace, but now it is hidden from your eyes. For the days are coming upon you when your enemies will raise a palisade against you. They will encircle you and hem you in on all sides. They will smash you to the ground and your children within you. And they will not leave one stone upon another within you, because you did not recognize the time of your visitation." Friends, this message is for the church today. We are sleeping as a church. As Jesus drew near Jerusalem, he saw the city and wept over it. Jesus is weeping over his church. When Jesus looks at the church today, he weeps. When Jesus looks at his church today, he is weeping. Because the church is not what he wants it to be. She is not what the Lord wants her to be. The church has lost her prophetic voice. The first reading said, "I, John, saw a scroll in the right hand of the one who sat on the throne. It had writing on both sides and was sealed with seven seals. Then I saw a mighty angel who proclaimed in a loud voice, 'Who is worthy to open the scroll and break its seals?' But no one in heaven or on earth or under the earth was able to open the scroll or examine it. I shed many tears because no one was found worthy to open the scroll." Friends, there are people in the church. The children of God are weeping. The children of God are weeping, looking for salvation. The children of God are weeping and looking for help, for deliverance. But no one is able to set them free. People are in bondage. We are in bondage of all kinds. We are crying out for help. But we, the priests, we are sleeping. We are sleeping, the people of God, we are sleeping. If Jesus looks at his church today, he is weeping. Friends, this is a clarion call for all of us to wake up. This is a call to all of us to wake up, to rise up and take our rightful place. Friends, arise. We must all arise and return to the Father. We must all arise and take up our rightful place as kings and priests to serve our God. Remember, we are told, it will turn the gospel. It says, "For the days are coming upon you when your enemies will raise a palisade against you." The enemy is at work. We are sleeping and the enemy is working. Jesus tells us in the parables in Matthew that while children of God slept, the enemy went and sowed weeds. While men slept, the enemy was at work. While men slept, the enemy was at work. The church is sleeping. The church is sleeping. We are sleeping. We must all wake up. May the Holy Spirit make us uncomfortable. May the Holy Spirit make us uncomfortable. May the Holy Spirit challenge us and make us so uncomfortable to rise up, to be awake. Friends, Jesus is weeping when he looks at his church. Jesus is counting on you. He is counting on me. Holy Spirit, give us the grace. Give us grace to cooperate with you. Revive us, Holy Spirit. Challenge us, Holy Spirit. Create in us, Lord, a hunger and a thirst for you, Holy Spirit. Cause us to return to our first love. Holy Spirit, renew your love in our hearts. Captivate our hearts, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus Christ.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.